Good morning. Welcome to Frontlines Prayer here on Brian Wright's YouTube channel. So excited to see everybody in the comments. If you will, continue to comment. Tell us who you are, where you're watching from, so that way we can say good morning to you. We have our first commenter of the day was the lovely Tabitha Almond. She says, good morning, followed by Lisa Lamb. We have Janine Carter here. Holly is watching. Phil is here. Matthew is here. Miss Sherry, Angie, Hannah, Gerald, Juliet, Seth is watching, Miss Terry. We've got Sharon over here too. Hannah is on. We have two different Hannahs. I didn't just say Hannah twice, though I could have. We've got the whole crew assembling this morning, and it's going to be a phenomenal day as we just kick off our day with the Holy Ghost leading us to cover the body that we're connected to with faith, hope, and love. Our words, when they're linked together with the Holy Ghost, our words will accomplish what we send them to do, and they will not return to us void. Good morning, Shanae. So good to see you. She says, good morning, all the way awake today. I understand. I understand that that sentence. I don't know if some of our production crew is all the way awake today, but they're getting there. They're getting there. William, I love you. The children love William too. Jerlene, so good to see you from the Philippines. Great to have you on with us this morning. Courtney just hopped on. As I said, continue just to let us know who you are, where you're watching from. And if you will, share the broadcast. Let people know that we're here, that we're not just live and praying. We're specifically, let me rephrase that. It's not just that we're here praying as the world has thought of prayer. What we are doing in the spirit is we are seeing heaven come to earth. We are partnering with the Father to accomplish His will on this earth. And what we send the word to do, it will do. It accomplishes much. It accomplishes what it's sent to do. The word will not return to us void. It can't come back empty. And what the word is saying by that is we can't send the word on a job and have the word then come back empty-handed and be like, whoopsies, it didn't work today, guys. Sorry. No, the word, it causes what we speak it to cause. It causes that to be established. God is faithful. He backs His word. So share the broadcast. Let people know that we're on, that we're praying so that they can join together with their supply of faith, hope, and love as well. And let's hop into prayer today. So as we, oh, whoa, I did on Lunch Plus, our broadcast that we do, Pastor will like make a sound. He'll often clap. We call it the Pastor Clap, and the camera shot will change. I was not expecting it, but I digress. It's a good morning. It's a good day, and we're so pumped to be here this morning. So as we hop in to pray over the partners of Boomerang, the members of our local body, the ministry itself, those that are coming into this fold through partnership, one of the things that the Lord has been leading us to ensure that it becomes revelatory on the inside of who we are is the fact that in the posture of joy, with joy, I draw from the wells of salvation. As I am coming into the presence of God, I must be someone who comes into His presence with a joyful, confident expectation, a joyful, confident expectation, a joyful, confident expectation. I am to approach God that way. And as I put on that joy, Isaiah 12:3 tells us that joy is the bucket that draws up the inheritance package of salvation that's available to us. Now that's Barrett's explanation of what that scripture means. It says, with joy, we draw from the wells of salvation. So when I'm putting on joy, joy is my bucket that I am launching into the wells of salvation. And with great, joyful, fervent prayers, I am drawing up from the wells of salvation with that bucket of joy, everything that Jesus has available. So this morning, one of the things that we are going to purpose to be in unity on as we step into prayer this morning is the fact that with joy, we are harvesting salvation, deliverance, and supernatural protection from our God. All three of those things are found in the inheritance package that Jesus paid for us to have. When Jesus died on the cross, went to hell, rose again from the grave with the keys to death, hell, and the grave in his hands, he rose with the gift of salvation. He rose with the gift of protection. He rose with the gift of deliverance, and he laid those gifts at our feet and said, they're yours if you want them. He prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemies. And he said, what's on this table you can feast upon. You can have it. And today we are the redeemed of the Lord, and the redeemed of the Lord is saying so in the land of the living. And what we're decreeing is that we are the saved of God. Now, there's plenty of scriptures we could look at this morning to kind of reinforce this. The Lord took me to Psalm 18. So there's just a, and it's a longer psalm. I'm not reading all of it. But I would encourage you today, as you're going about your day, listen and read Psalm 18. Let it wash over you, because this shows the protective heart of God toward his children. One of the things that the Lord's been leading me to do recently is I'm writing something at the direction of pastors. And one of the things that the Lord's having me write about is prayer. And as I've just been seeking the Lord, this, he has been bringing up to me this common phrase. I've heard plenty of men and women ask over the years a question that just seems to plague the body of Christ. And it's, why does God allow, like, why does God cause bad things to happen to good people? And here's the reality. God does not cause bad things to happen to good people. God does not send the bad. God is not a God of calamity. God is not a God of destruction for his children. God is a God of supernatural protection, deliverance, and all areas we could ever need delivering from. He is a God who delivers us out of it all. He is the God, our deliverer. Put this in the comments. My God is a deliverer. My God is my deliverer. And Psalm 18 is just an example of that. So I want to read us Psalm 18 verses 1-3. We're going to look at a few scriptures just to get the heart of God, because God's heart as our loving Father is he is the God that delights in us, desires to protect us, and has supernatural protection available today for his people. Psalm 18, 1-3 says, I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock. He is my fortress and he is my deliverer. He is my God, my rock in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation. He is my stronghold. I call upon the name of the Lord. I call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. And I am saved from my enemies. Here, what are we doing this morning? We are calling upon the name of the Lord. God is worthy to be praised, and we are being saved from all of our enemies. God is saving us from every enemy that could rise up against us. What's the enemy of God? Anything that's of the curse, any bit of lack, any bit of fear, any bit of shame, any sickness, any disease, anything that is basically, if you want to sum it all up, John 10:10, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. So what's an enemy of God? Anything that's stealing. If it steals my joy, it's an enemy of God. Anything that's killing, if it's robbing me of life, it's an enemy of God. Anything destructive, if it's destructive to my life and my family and the ministry I'm planted in, it's an enemy of God. It's not of God. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. But my God came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Today, as we pray, we're calling upon the name of the Lord. We shall see his salvation and we shall see the fullness of life today in the land of the living. A couple more. God rescues us, found in verse 19. God rescues us because he delights in us. We are found delightful to God. He comes to us as his children, and he delights in us. The same way a parent watches over their child, watches them run, watches them play, watches them learn, watches them grow, and a good parent delights in their children. God delights in the prosperity of his children. God delights in prospering us. God delights in protecting us. God delights in restoring us. God delights in healing us. God delights in being our refuge. God delights in being the rock that's immovable. God delights in us now, right now. Why? Because we've been made clean. We've been made righteous. I'm not a broken, busted, disgusted Christian. I'm not somebody that's got my life jacked up. If I'm born again, I'm found in Christ, and I have been made the righteousness of God in Christ right now. Not tomorrow, not in 10 years from now, right now, and then tomorrow, and then after that, and then after that. But right now, I'm made right. I can prove it to you. It says in 18:24, the Lord has paid me, recompensed. He has recompensed me according to my righteousness. He rewards me because I'm made righteous. He blesses me because I'm made righteous. He restores me because I'm made righteous. He protects me because I'm made righteous. He recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyes. When God looks at us, he doesn't see a mess. When God looks at us, he doesn't see a problem. When God looks at us, he sees that we have been made the righteousness of God in Christ. We're clean in the eyes of God. Put that in the comments. I am clean in the eyes of God. I'm saying that this morning because as we're entering into his presence today, we're entering in not with any sort of condemnation sticking to us. We may have been in the world yesterday, walked through the world yesterday, but the ways of the world have no right upon us. We have been made clean in the eyes of God. We are clean in the eyes of God. My conscience, when I pray, I am clean in the eyes of God. If there was anything that I missed that the Holy Ghost is bringing up or the accuser's trying to bring to your memory right now, then it's just as simple as, Lord, if I've missed anything, I repent right now for XYZ, whatever it was. But Jesus, right now, wash me clean with the word of God. Fill me fresh with the Holy Ghost. Fill me with the fire of God and burn out anything that's not of you. Cleanse me this morning and I receive it now. And as soon as we pray that in faith, the cleansing of God takes place. I am clean in the eyes of God. I am clean in the eyes of God. Amen. Hannah said, this is exactly what I needed this morning. Glory to God. And that's why I want to encourage everyone, share the broadcast, because even if it's somebody that you don't think ever could pray, there's still words of life coming out of this broadcast. God knows exactly what every person watching needs. He knows what each one of us needs this morning. And the supply of God for a breakthrough this morning is available in this place today. So share the broadcast. But just a couple other places that I want to take us to as we hop into prayer, just to, again, help build our faith, drop weight, step into faith. So God delights in us and we are found clean in him. Verse 30, as for God, his way is blameless. The word of the Lord is tried. When he sends a word, it's been tested. It's only going to be for our betterment. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a shield to all those who take refuge in him. The word of the Lord is true. All who take refuge in him are protected. He's a shield. There is no fiery dart that can come near us. There is no weapon formed against us that can prosper. There is nothing anti-Christ that can stand. We are the protected of God. As for the Lord, his way is blameless. Meaning, God can't tell me, I will protect you, and then choose to not protect me. He can't say, I'll be your shield, I'll be your refuge, and then fail in that department. No, the way of the Lord is blameless. I can't accuse him of being anything other than my protector. When I'm in him, I'm protected. When I'm in him, I'm kept. I just need to go to him. He is blameless. And hear this. Oh, these are some of my favorite verses in all of Scripture. Because of the refuge and protection we have in God. Because of the fact that He is our defender. And again, read all of Psalm 18. Get the fullness of what the fullness of God's protection looks like in your spirit. Let it hit you this morning. Here's just a fraction. Because of who God is. Because of what He strengthens us to do. Because of what He's made us capable of in Him. Here's what He says. This is what David says, speaking of what we're capable of. Verse 37 says, I pursued my enemies and I overtook them. I did not turn back until they were consumed. I shattered them so that they were not able to rise. They fell under my feet. For you, O Lord, have girded me with strength for battle. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me. You have made my enemies turn their backs to me, and I destroyed all things that hated me. They cried for help, but there was none to save. Even to the Lord, He did not answer them. That I beat them fine as the dust before the wind. I emptied them out as the mire of the streets. Now, I understand this isn't necessarily something that we would read and be like, yay. No. Yay. God says any weapon of mine, any weapon of the enemies, any enemy of yours became an enemy of mine, and I am causing them to be obliterated. Any bit of the curse, any bit of lack, any enemy that tried to come against you, any enemy that tried to come against the ministry, they're being destroyed today because we're in Him. We're in Him, and in Him, we will see the supernatural breakthrough, deliverance, protection of God. He is worthy to be praised. And going all the way back to where we were a few minutes ago, Psalm 18:3, we are calling upon the name of the Lord this morning, the name of the Lord that's worthy to be praised, and we are saved from our enemies. Put that in the comments. Today, I am being saved from all enemies. I am being saved from all enemies. I am being saved from all enemies. This body is being saved from any enemy. This body is kept in Him. This body is kept in Him. Our partners are kept in Him. We've already entered into praying. We're in the declaration part of prayer. That faith should be built up. We're releasing our faith this morning. Anything that was rising up against this ministry, it's destroyed. God is stronger than the strongest. God is bigger than the biggest. God is greater than the greatest. Lord, You are amazing. And this morning, we come before You. Now, as we're hopping in to pray this morning, continue to add your supply of faith, hope, and love. As the Lord brings things up to you, go ahead and put them in the comments. A reminder to everybody that's here in person. As the Lord reveals something for you specifically to pray out, then mic up. Let Hannah help with that. Mic up and come pray it out. Make sure that it's led of the Holy Ghost, but come add the supply of faith, hope, and love. It's a good day. Our enemies are fleeing seven different ways before us. As we're in Him, the will of God is being accomplished this morning. And it's a good day. Comment. Let's watch as God promotes YouTube through the algorithm. As we comment, He puts it in front of people. People's lives are being changed today. Let's pray. Yambata karaka. Loto koro konde sabakaka. Lata kariasaya bata karaka. Lare kariasaya bata karaka. Lord, this morning we have sought the face of God. We have conferred only with the Spirit of God and the Word of God. And this morning we believe that You are leading us to the fullness of triumph in Christ in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we give You praise and glory that right now we are being led into the places of victory. We are being led into the places of God. We are being led through the valley of the shadow of death, not to make our bed in that place. We're led through that place. We carry an anointing through that place, and we're headed to the still waters. We're headed to the green pastures. We're headed to the banquet table that You have placed before us in the presence of our enemies. Lord, You are awesome. You are wonderful. You are awesome. You are wonderful. Lord, You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. Oh, Father, You are worthy to be praised as we approach your throne this morning. You are worthy to be praised. We lift up a praise this morning from the depths of who we are. We allow it to come out of us. We allow that praise to burst forth out of us. We allow our joy to be made full this morning as we come into your presence. You are the God who's above it all. You are better than the best. You are bigger than the biggest. You are greater than the greatest. You are richer than the richest. You are wiser than the wisest. There's no one that compares to you. You are stronger than the strongest. You are our tower of refuge. You are the mighty upholder of the brethren. You are the very strength that's in our bodies. You are God Almighty. You are Jehovah. You are Yahweh. You are the great I am that I am. You are awesome and mighty and worthy, and there is no one like you, God. You are awesome. And this morning, we could sing of your praises forever. We could sing of the love of God forever. We could rejoice and be praising you forever. And praise God, we have eternity just to lavish you with the praises and the worship that you're due, because you are so wonderful. You are awesome. You are great. You are wonderful. You are awesome. You are great. You are wonderful. You are awesome. You are great. You are wonderful. You are wonderful. You are wonderful. You are wonderful. You are wonderful, God. You are wonderful, Lord. You are awesome. You are great. You are wonderful. Ya bata kare kare saboko. Lande kare asaya baka kakoko. Lo te asham bata ka ka ka. La de ataya ya ya lo do 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 do. La nda kara kara ka 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 ko. Lo ta ka nda sa ba ta ka ka. La di ataya ya ya lo ndo ko ko ko. La da ka nda kara ka. La de kari asaya baka. Lo ta ka nda kara san. Lord, we thank you for sending your son, that Jesus, that you would have come to live on this earth as a man and consider yourself nowhere near equal with God, that you would lay down equality with God and consider yourself his servant. Consider yourself as a son that serves the Father and choose to come as a man on this earth, to live on this earth, stripped of all deity, stripped of all magnanimous power, and came to live as a man, created in the image and likeness of God, came, lived, died, perfect, filled with that empowerment of God. And as you rose again from the dead, as you rose again from the dead, you rose with victory. You rose with healing. You rose with protection. You rose with deliverance. You rose, you rose, you rose, you rose. The sun came that we may have life and have it in abundance. You rose with healing. You rose with a name that's above every name. You rose, Lord, and you gave us access to a name that is our right position in you. We are baptized into the name of power. 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 We are positioned in the name. We are wielding our words of life from the position of the name that's above every name. And when we send the words of life, we are sending the name. We are sending the anointing. We are sending the goodness of God in the land of the living. We are sending the word and it heals. We are sending the word and it produces power. We are sending the word and much power becomes available. Lord, I thank you that in you we live and we move and we find our being. Glory be to God who is only and always leading us to triumph in Christ. Glory be to God who is only and always leading us to triumph. Put that in the comments. God is only and always leading me to triumph. God is only and always leading me to triumph. God is only and always leading me to triumph. Always and only. Only and always, He's leading me to triumph today. He's leading us to triumph today. He's leading us. He's leading us. He's leading us, and we're triumphing today. Glory be to God. Father, you are the great deliverer of your saints. As David paints a picture of in Psalm 18, we make our cry to you known this morning. We lift up the shout of praise. We lift up our request to the God who helps us. And this morning, you are the God who sees that there were trying to be weapons of this world trying to come against us, and you are the God that answers by fire. You are the God who sends himself into the midst of where we are. You're the God that breathes and it's destroyed. You're the God that causes a shaking. You're the God that looses immeasurable power. You are the God that upholds his children that he delights in. You are the God who rescues us out of it all. You are the God that's above it all. So this morning, today, in the name of Jesus, over our partners, over the members, over the ministry, we loose the anointing of God right now. Protection be over this body in the name of Jesus. Supernatural protection. Supernatural protection be. Let there not be one open door. Let there not be one cracked window that the enemy could slide his way in. Lord, today, shore up the foundations. Shore up the foundations. Let every door that's not of you be slammed shut now in the name of Jesus. Let every bit of the light of God, let it shine on the areas that we didn't even know were darkened, that we have just allowed to be an unlocked door for the enemy to wreak havoc through our house with. Let those doors be locked up today. Let the things of God be kept in the name of Jesus. We send that protection like a force field around where our people are now. This vine, we call it protected in the name of Jesus. It's like a supernatural dome that has been placed over the body, a dome that can't be penetrated, a dome, Adiasaya Baka, where the fiery darts were launched, but they can't cross in. They bounce off. They don't get near us. They may hit the protective barrier of the anointing, but they can't harm me. They can't touch us. We're protected by God. We're protected by God. We call every member of this ministry protected by God. 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 Protected by God in the name of Jesus. Protected by God now in the name. In the name. In the name, Lord, I see all of the saints in the comments putting in that you are only and always leading us to triumph. I thank you that today, that revelation of the nature of you, it becomes a reality to who we are. It becomes what we see. It's the filter that we look through. We only confer with the Spirit of God who is saying, I'm leading the saints to triumph. I'm leading the saints to victory. I'm leading the saints into my protection. I'm leading them to take their refuge in me. Their shelter is found in me. Our shelter is found in the God Most High. Our refuge is found in Him. We go to Him as our immovable, unshakable rock. And there may be things that shake around us, but I will not be shaken. I will not be shaken. I will not be shaken. Put it in the comments. I will not be shaken. 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 No, no way. I will not be shaken. I will not be shaken. My refuge is in the unshakable God. I have refuge in the unshakable God. I have refuge in the unshakable God. Lord, you are the God who leads us to triumph all the days of our life. And it brings you glory. It is for your name's sake, as Corey just put in the comments. Lord, I thank you, Psalm 23. You, Lord, lead us beside the still waters. You restored our souls. You lead us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Lord, that point that you had preached out yesterday on the broadcast, You do all of this for our betterment, but also because it's your reputation that's on the line. Others will hear of the testimony of God's goodness. Others will hear of the supernatural protection of God. And others will know that you are good. You're doing it for your name's sake. You're doing it for your name's sake. Lord, you are protecting us because the world, you need the world to know how good you are. You need the world to know because they've already been saved. This world has already been saved. Lord, let this body, let this particular branch of the body of Christ and all that are connected to us, let us reflect heaven well. We step into you now as the protected of God, and we put on the saving power of God now. We put on the garment of praise. We step into our position of being in you, and we are protected. We are protected. We are delivered. We are delivered out of it all. We are supernaturally delivered out of every fiery mess. We are delivered from every bit of destruction. Lord, we are kept in you because you delight in us. Ya bata kanda kara sambaka ka loto kondo koda kanda sabaka la de kandi asaya baka lo de kanda karaka. Yeah, Jerlene, I will not be shaken in Jesus' name. It's true. Lord, March of Faith will not be shaken. Those that are connected to this ministry, they will not be shaken. They will see the pressed down, shaken together, running over blessing of God, but they themselves will not be shaken. Lord, I thank you that in this fire of God, you are causing a purifying to happen. You're purifying us. You're purifying us. The fire of God has come and there's a purification taking place. We give ourselves to the fire, but we refuse to allow the enemy to try and burn us from both ends. No, the fire of God is the only fire that touches me. There is no fiery dart launched by the enemy that gets to come near me, gets to come near this body. Every member is supernaturally protected. Every member supernaturally kept in the things of God. We loose the healing power of God now. We send it right now in the name of Jesus. We send it right now in the name of Jesus. Healing be over every person in this ministry, over every circumstance in this ministry. Healing and life be in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for it. That's part of what you paid for us to have. That's our inheritance package. Healing is mine now. Now in the name. Now in the name. Now in the name. Now in the name. Now in the name, we are saved from the enemy of sickness. We are saved from the enemy of destruction. We are saved from the enemy of lack. We are saved. We're delivered. We are prospered. And we have it now in the name of Jesus. Ya bakanda karakai. Loto kondo koro konde sabataka kaka. La riata ya 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 londo koko ko. La da kandia saya baka. Loto kondo koro sonto. Lota kanda sabataka ka. La tiata ya 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 londo. Landa karakai. Loda kanda ka. Loto konda kara sabataka ka. La tiata ya ya. Loto kondo kore sambata kaka. Lara kariatai. Lara kandiatai. Lora kondo koko. Lota kanda karaka. Lata kanda karekai. Lota kondo kore kara kariatai. Lara kanda kara kara kare karekai. Lara kanda kara kariatai. Loto kondo koro kora kara kakaka. Lara kariatai yata landa. Lata kanda. Father, I ask right now in the name of Jesus that every person attached to this ministry, every person that's praying, myself, Lord, that we would have eyes to see the way that you see, that we would have eyes to view ourselves the way that you view us, that we would see clearly, clearly what you see in us, that we have been made blameless, cleansed in righteousness. Lord, thank you that this morning, the people attached to this ministry, the partners and members alike, we have eyes to see clearly. We move at the Spirit of God. We do not confer with the soul. We are not moved by every wind of emotional doctrine. We are moved at the Word of God. I am not moved by my circumstances. I am not moved by what I can see. I am not moved by what's in front of me. I am moved at the Word of God and I'm led to victory. I am moved solely at the Word of God and the Word alone. I am moved at the Word and the God of my salvation. He's the rock that I call home. He is my help. He is my shelter in time of need. And today I run to Him. 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 And I find refuge for all that I see. I find refuge for what's in front of me. I find refuge and I watch as my God destroys my enemies. I pursue in God the things He's called me to do. I do not shrink back. I don't look to the right or to the left. I look ahead and I continue on, Lord, with You. I am one who moves with heaven. We are those that move with heaven. We are those that move with heaven. We move in You. We find our being in You today. We do not shrink back. We do not grow weary. We're in You, and in You we will stay. So Lord, today, in the name, we ask for an equipping of Your saints that we may see clearly what has been given to us, what's available in the name. We love You, Lord, and we give You all praise and glory and honor through and through. No matter what I face, no matter what I see, all of my praise, all of my worship, all of our glory, it goes to You. So today, Lord, let there be an equipping on the saints now. Let there be a rejoicing, the likes of which doesn't even make sense. No way, no how. Let there be a bursting forth of praise found in this body today. Let there be a rejoicing that causes the yoke of the enemy to break off and go away. Let it shatter before our eyes. Let it be ground into fine, fine, fine pieces of dust that it cannot be reformed. It's broken off. It must. It must break off today. It must break off today. It must break off today. It must break off today because we're found in You. The yoke cannot come to my neck. I have gotten fat. I have gotten fatter and fatter. I have grown today in You. We grew. We grew. We grew. We grew. We grew. And we are growing. We grew 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 and we are growing. Now, God, today give us a spirit of understanding and knowing that we would follow the words of life only and stop conferring with things that could move. We do not confer with flesh and blood any longer when we are able to confer only with You. This morning we confer with the report of the Lord, and the report says, stand strong, stand firm, do not move off of my word. I have called you to stand. I've called you to be firm. I've called you to stand. I've called you to be firm. Do not move off of my word. You will see that I will uphold it. You will see the salvation of God. You will see the salvation of God. You will see the salvation of God. Those that know my name will see the saving of God in the land of the living. Those that know my name will do exploits, says the God that is causing you to increase. Those that know me will do abundantly beyond all you could ever ask or think, says the Lord. I am causing a breaking out, a breaking loose, and a breaking through into the greatest days you've ever seen, the greatest days you've ever had, the greatest days I've dreamt up for you. So press into me and you will be glad. Your mouth will be filled with joyful shouts of laughter. You will be those that are called the blessed of God in the land of the living. You will be seen My glory will be awed. There will be such splendor that descends on this vine, such a level of glory that the world cannot deny that this is my doing and it is your testimony. Let my goodness come out of your mouth. Speak it, confess it, decree it, no matter what you see or think, and you shall see the hand of God. You will step, you will not sink. 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 So stop thinking it. You will not sink. I will be the upholder. I will be the deliverer. I will be who have promised you that I am. Trust in me and watch as the saving power of God comes and you say and saves you from him, because I am the great I am. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yo Boko. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we give you praise and we magnify the name of Jesus. We lift it up right now, Lord. We lift up the name that's above every name. We thank you, Lord. You just brought to my remembrance the testimony that Brother Tracy had years ago, that in him we would be kept. That the world may see a shaking, that there may be destruction that tries to come. But those that know the name of the Lord, those that understand the position of being in the name, those that have a revelation of what it means to be in you, we will not be destroyed. We will not be destroyed. Put that in the comments. We will not be destroyed. We are in him. We will not be destroyed. 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 We are in him. In him. In him. In him. March of Faith will not be destroyed. In him. The United States of America will not be destroyed. In him, Albemarle will not be destroyed. In him, Troy will not be destroyed. In him, Salisbury will not be destroyed. In him, Charlotte will not be destroyed. In him, the people attached to this vine will not be destroyed. We are kept in him. Supernaturally kept in him. Supernaturally kept in him. Supernaturally kept in him. You, Lord, are our rock. You are the only God. You are the only God that we serve. You are the Lord our God who is our rock. Lord, you gird us. You gird us with strength. You clothe us with strength. You anoint us with strength in the capacity of God. You are the God who girds us in strength. You make our way blameless. You, God, you make our feet like hinds' feet. And that term, I'm reading through Psalm 18 right now, but that term, hinds' feet, it literally means, if you look at it, hinds' feet are able to grip rocky places and like cliffs. Basically, they can stand on the edge of cliffs where it makes like almost zero gravitational sense how they cannot be falling off. But when the cliff is like this, a hind's foot is able to grip into the side of the cliff and uphold themselves in the rocky places, in the steep places, in the places that look like they can't stand. The hind's feet will hold them up because God causes our feet to be like hind's feet in the midst of a shaking, in the midst of a world that looks like it's going like that looked, not currently, that used to look like it was on its way to destruction. We are those that have feet like hinds feet because the Lord has anointed and established them. And no matter what's in the world, I am able to hold on to the rock of refuge. I am able to hold on to the rock of refuge. I am able to hold on to the rock of my salvation without falling. God enlarges the steps underneath me and my feet won't slip. I can hold on. And no matter what comes, no matter what loop-de-loo the world may try to cause me to roll in, I will not fall if I'm in Him. I will not fall. We will not fall. We will not be destroyed. We will not be destroyed. We will not fall. We're in Him. We will not fall. We are in Him. We will not be destroyed. We are in Him. Take hope. Take courage. Take faith today. Send it with our words right now. Let just decree it with me. We will not be destroyed. We will not be destroyed. We are kept in Him. In the name. He makes our feet like hinds feet. He sets us upon the high places. We are far above the waves of destruction. We are far above the rocky waters. We are far above the things that could toss others here, there, and everywhere. He sets us in the high places. He leads us to the still waters. He makes us lie down in the green pastures. We're not resting and staying. And hear me, I'm not saying that we don't rest through destruction, but what I'm saying is we don't make our bed in a destroyed place. We don't make our bed in the valley of the shadow of death. We don't make our bed in the destruction. We don't make our bed in the lack. He sets us in the high places. He sets us in the rivers of life. He sets us in the peaceful waters of God. We will not be destroyed. He sets us upon the high places. Verse 14 says, He trains our hands for battle so that our arms can bend a bow of bronze. He trains us for battle. He shows us how to loose the words of life. He shows us how to wield the weapons of His warfare, the words, the decrees of God. He shows us how to stand. He trains us. He trains our hands for battle. God has also given me the shield of His salvation, and His right hand upholds me. Your gentleness, O God, makes me great. You enlarge our steps underneath us, and our feet do not slip. Our feet have not slipped, and in context of the word, they will not slip. They will not slip. Our feet have not slipped, they will not slip. Have not, will not. Have not, and will not. I will not slip. I will not slip. I'm not saying that in pride. I'm saying that in faith. As I'm in Him, I will not slip. I will not be destroyed. We will not be destroyed. We will not slip. We will not be destroyed. We will not slip. We will not be destroyed. We will not be overcome. We are part of the overcomer. We do the overcoming. We will not be overcome by the enemies of God. We overtake them and we overtake our harvest now in the name of Jesus. We are the overcomers. We are not the overcomees. I am not those that will be overcome. I am an overcomer. I am not those that are destroyed. I am one who overcomes the world. I'm in Him. I've overcome the world. I'm in Him. I've overcome the world. And when I'm saying I'm leading us to declare this out together because this is a decree. This is a sound of who we are. This is leading into a praise that God can descend in because God lives in the praises of His people. God lives there. He dwells there. God inhabits the praises of His people. God inhabits the praises of His people. God inhabits them. I will not be overcome. I am united with the overcomer. I am united with Jesus who says in 1 John, take heart, I have overcome the world. And we're in Him. That's my position. I'm in Him. That's my position. I'm in Him. That's my position. Corey says, we walk through the Red Sea on dry ground. We are walking through anything that may come up. We're walking through. We're walking through. We're walking through, and we've been given authority to do so. We are those that are yours. You tell us in Psalm 18, Lord, that you delight in us, and that's why you rescue us. I thank you, Lord, that you find delight in your saints today. I thank you that today the spirit of revelation and knowledge comes upon each one of us that's connected to this vine, that we would step into intimacy with you, that we would step into fellowship with you today, that we would have eyes that see and ears that hear and hearts that know what are the riches of our calling in Christ. What are the riches of our calling in Christ? You are good. You are good. You are awesome. You are worthy. You are awesome. And we thank you, Lord, that you find delight in us. What a promise. What a revelation of who you are as Father, that you look down on your creation and you're delighted. You're not punishing, you're delighted. You are the delighted of God. You find delight in us now. Thank you for full confidence. Thank you for full confidence in you. Thank you for full confidence and trust in you. Lord, I thank you that that word refuge, it can also mean trust. I find my refuge. I find my trust in you. I take trust and place myself in your hands. We lay our lives down this morning before you in the hands of God, knowing that you are the God that lifts us up higher, and we need fear nothing. We are not fearful, we're yours. We belong to heaven. And we thank you, Lord, for it. Now, Lord, as we've said earlier, we rejoice now and we thank you that any weapon that was formed against this body and those connected to this body, any weapon that was formed, be destroyed now in the mighty name of Jesus. And let the fullness of your life be in Jesus' mighty name in every situation. We don't expect negative. We expect the report of the Lord. Thank you for the life of God found in this body. Thank you for life in every assignment that you've given to us. Thank you for life to the full till it overflows. Thank you for life in Jesus' mighty name. And we give you praise. We give you glory. You are awesome and you are mighty. You are awesome and you are mighty. You are awesome and you are mighty. And today, we thank you. Lord, over this body today, let your grace and your peace be and be multiplied now in the name of Jesus. Supernatural protection, supernatural deliverance, supernatural rescuing be in Jesus' mighty name today. And we thank you, Lord, for it in the name that's above every name. The name that we are birthed into in the new birth. We are positioned in that name, and we praise you from it now. Jesus, you are awesome, and we love you. We serve you with our whole heart today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. We love y'all so much. Thank you for being on Frontlines Prayer. Thank you for the supply that you brought to this broadcast this morning. Thank you for pressing into the things of God. And together, we are going to see mighty things happen in this ministry today, not just in the future, today. Remember, we send our word, God hears it, and eagerly we await to see the signs, the wonders, the miracles, the manifestations coming from this time of prayer. Today, we're expecting it. And if you are yearning to connect with this ministry in a deeper way, if you have been a part of prayer, you're not yet partnered with this ministry, but you know that there is something here that's for you, then partner with the ministry. seek the Lord, follow his lead. You can do that by going to whatsright.com/partner. You can scan the QR code today, but connect with us. Until you do that, the full supply of grace that this ministry has, it can't come into your life just because of how covenant works. But when you choose to make that covenant decision and enter into that position of covenant through signing up with partnership, the full grace on this ministry then becomes active in your life and you will see a difference. And God is faithful and good. We love you so much. If you would like to sow today, you're welcome to do so. We don't pray for prayers here. Like, it's not like you sow a certain amount and you get a special prayer. No, we just know that in this time of partnership, in fellowshipping with God, we know that the Lord prompts the hearts of the saints and that he often leads covenant connection through sowing. So if that's you today and you want to sow, then we make it super easy for you. Just go to giveww.org. You can scan the QR code and go to any of our giving platforms. Just be led, be obedient. And in the name of Jesus, for any seed that could be coming in, let that seed be blessed, pressed down, shaken together, and quickly running over back into the hands of the sower. We believe we have it now. We receive it now in Jesus' name. Amen. I love y'all so much. And today, we're going to be back in like 5 hours here on the Brian Wright YouTube channel. We have yet another day with Lunch Plus. If you don't know what that is, we do a fresh daily broadcast each day, not just prayer, but we actually do a daily teaching at noon Eastern Standard Time here as well. So if you would like to be a part of Lunch Plus today at noon, then we encourage you to hop on, be a part, comment, bring the same supply, these same comments and dedication to ensuring that not only are you hooked in with the flow of the anointing, but that YouTube promotes the video. That's why we ask you to comment. Number one, because it's bringing a supply of faith, hope, and love. But number two, it's also taking the things of this world and causing them to promote the gospel. And there are those in this world that need to hear the words of life that you've heard today. There are those that need to know there's a place that'll pray with me. If I need prayer, there's a place that'll pray with me. Just a week or two ago, we had someone come on the broadcast that was struggling with addiction and that needed a touch of God. And through this prayer broadcast, they received salvation fresh in their bodies, received it in their life. They committed fresh to Jesus, received freedom and breakthrough. Their lives will never be the same. That's what is happening through these broadcasts. That's why we ask you to comment, to partner with us, to share them, because the world needs to have the hope and the grace that is in operation here. It needs to have it available, and it needs to be in front of their eyes so that way they can receive what we've received. We love you so much. So join us today at noon on Lunch Plus. It's going to be awesome. And today, as we go through our day, know that you are the redeemed of the Lord. You are the blessed of God. You are those that cannot be destroyed if you're in Him. You're in Him. You're in Him. You're in Him. Yeah, Shanae just said, and like this video before you leave. Every like, especially at this time of day, makes a difference. 100%. 100%. If you like the video, it shows YouTube, people enjoy this. I'm going to put this in front of other people's eyes. There's not much competition at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And look, we're not in competition with anyone, but let's get the word of life and the power of God in front of people who need to receive its eyes and ears. Say amen. We love you. That's just some logical understanding of why we ask you to do that. But today, that's all for prayer. We're going to be back at noon. We love you. Be abundantly blessed. And we'll see you here in just a few hours. Love you. See you tomorrow morning for 6 a.m. prayer.